At Birchview, we have our Hematite Kids Credit Union open again this year. Students have an opportunity to continue depositing money into their savings account or open a new account if they have not yet done so. This credit union, it's very neat. It's run by our fourth grade students who have been trained, and then they are supervised by bank personnel.
So it's kind of to teach them a little bit about how to handle their money and a little bit of value of money and all of that.
Value and savings. Yeah, it's a very neat program for them.
And the kids like to do that. It's been, you said, how many, been going for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think this is a third year in existence.
Okay. That's good. What else is happening?
After Thanksgiving break, our sixth grade humanities block is going to start their Water for Sudan project. In English, they'll be reading the book, and then in social studies class, they'll learn about global issues, and they'll particularly focus on the lack of access to clean water.
Okay.
So the students will end the unit prior to Christmas by fundraising and help. Their goal is to gain money and send it over to the village of Sudan to help build a well. So last year, the sixth grade rose over $1,000.
Oh, okay. Very good. Doing that again. And got a few other things in there as well.
Our eighth grade has experienced a book tasting event again this year. This is a new group of students. This is an activity in the school library, is set up like a restaurant. They call it a book bistro. And they complete it with tablecloth placemats, bread baskets, dinner mints. And each table contains a genre of readings to include poetry, nonfiction, historical fiction, fantasy, graphic novels. The students enjoy reading and getting a taste of different books that they can add to their reading lists.
A book tasting. I like that. So this is interesting how that works.
It makes reading interesting.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And other things going on, too.
Well, just yesterday, our fifth grade students had a presentation to parents to recognize the veterans. There was a musical performance from the students in chorus, as well as a short video by the students in computers. So the students also read poetry about the veterans, and then in recognition of Veterans Day. And on behalf of the Ishpeming Public School District, I'd like to thank the veterans of our country and also those who are serving now.
What else is on your on the update?
Yeah, moving on into the high school, we have a health occupations class that's a career and technical education class that's growing in popularity. It's a CTE course where students are able to explore various health careers to include nursing, medical doctors, radiology, dentistry, ophthalmology, and many more.
Uh-huh.
So far this year, the students have been learning how to make patients' beds, take blood pressures, blood sugar, use stethoscopes, otoscopes. This class just really gives our students an opportunity to explore various health careers.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And that's interesting because when we hear career technical education, a lot of times the health industry doesn't pop up in that idea, but this works on doing that.
Yes, it's a very popular class and our students that take it really enjoy it, and it gives them some areas in the medical field to explore.
What else is going on?
Well, going back to the weekend, I wanted to first start by congratulating our varsity football team for ending their season with the distinction of the Division 8 District Championship. They had a really great run this fall, winning 11 straight games this season. We have some amazing young men, and they are amazing on and off the field.
Yeah, and it was really a great showing for the Hematites this year. Unfortunately, they couldn't go all the way, but nothing to be ashamed of. And one of the things that I thought was really great this past weekend was with the snowfall that hit, the playoff game was at the playgrounds, and the community really stepped up.
Oh, it was an amazing effort by everybody. Yeah, I really want to thank, on behalf of the Ishpeming Public School District, our community members, the City of Ishpeming, Fire Department, and all of our local businesses for their support and efforts before our regional game. Our community really has an amazing spirit and pride, which was apparent on Saturday as everyone came together at the playgrounds. The entrances were cleared, our field was cleared, the stadium, all areas, people just pitched in with shovels and snow blowers and brushes, and it was an amazing effort by everybody. So we feel very fortunate to have such strong role models in our community, and our district is very appreciative of the continued support of our very special community.
And that was really cool about it was we got the word here at the station from the athletic department that, you know, the snow had come, the game was going to happen, it wasn't moving to the dome, it was going to be in Ishpeming. the community. The call was out to get there for 8 o'clock in the morning, bring shovels and bring snow blowers. You were there. And they were already there before 8, weren't they?
Oh, they started showing up at 6 o'clock a.m. It was amazing. They just kept showing up and showing up. I would say the peak time was somewhere between 8:30 and 9. You look in round, and there had to be well over 100 people at that point in all areas of our grounds.